Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have the Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Let's go there real quick, because Jalen Carter, obviously we know that he was charged with racing. Mm-hmm. And in that racing, he wasn't charged with negligence regarding the death of his former teammate and a recruiting personnel individual from Georgia. But there are two people that did die in that situation. He had to leave the combine, go and, address the situation, came back to the combine, didn't work out at the combine. And then about 9 days later, 9-10 days later, Georgia has their pro day. He shows up 9 pounds heavier, but appears to be gassed going through some of the drills. Knowing what you know now, and it trust me, we all have limited knowledge of the individual and the circumstances around the racing, but also just around Jalen Carter. Knowing what you know now, if he's available at 6, would you take him?
I'm 50-50, to be honest with you. This isn't going to sound good. But after everything that came out around the combine, right, when it came out that, he was driving and potentially racing, allegedly racing with the teammate and with the people that ended up getting you in an accident and dying. After that, I kind of took a pause and I'm like, okay, that's obviously not a bright decision, right? That's really stupid. That's something that, it's awful. I mean, because, people died as a result of that. Yeah. Now, how much liability was on his hands? I don't know. I mean, he wasn't driving the actual car that, got into the accident, but what he was doing was wrong. With that being said, if that was the only story that has come out, even after that, I was like, I would still take him.
We've all made some bad decisions. Maybe not that had circumstances or consequences like that.
We've all sped, right? We've all done some silly things. We've all, and
at 21 years old, did you make great decisions?
No, but I'm not trying to make, excuses for the kid. I mean, I think it was the night after the parade celebration and, these guys are on cloud nine. These guys are feeling as invincible as they ever will, probably for the rest of their lives. They made bad decisions, right? And it ultimately cost two people their lives, and that's a tragedy. With that being said, I felt like there was enough resolve there to say, okay, this is something that hopefully, he can prove, hey, it wasn't drinking, wasn't doing anything, just I was speeding, right? I was doing something stupid with a teammate, which is a mistake, John. I think we both agree with that. Yeah. Is it a grave mistake where this guy should never play in the NFL? No, that's how I felt about it. And at the time I was like, you know what? I would still take the guy at 6 because he's an unbelievable football player. When everything came out about the pro day, I was like, you know what? We're starting to see a pattern, right? We're starting to see a pattern. How do you put on 9 pounds in I know I could probably do it, but if you're a kid getting ready for the combine or the draft or pro day, a week and a half, you've gotten yourself so out of shape by putting on weight, by not being able to finish any drills at your pro day. I mean, this time period, if you're a 21-year-old kid getting ready for the NFL, you literally have to sit down for probably 2 or 3 months and say, you know what? I'm going to lock it down, right? I'm going to do everything right. I'm going to eat right. I'm not going to go out and do dumb. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to go out and party. I'm not going to go out and drink. I just need 2 months of my time to lock it down and to show these teams that I'm worthy of being a top 5 pick, right? And I think that we've started to see a little bit of pattern, which for me is concerning a little bit. Now, we don't know much about Jalen Carter's character, right? We don't know much about
how his coaches
think about him, how his teammates think about him, how he works out in the weight room, what he does at practice. We don't know that. All we know is we see the film. We see a disruptive football player. On the flip side, we see a guy that probably is very immature based off of what we've learned about him in the, over the past couple months. That just gives me a little bit of concern because –
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You just see the way that Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell want to build this team, and they've done it the right the last couple of years, right? High character guys, guys that come in, chip on their shoulder, want to work hard, want to bust their ass, want to be the best at what they do. You've got the right style of guys. Now, I'm also on the other side.
They're not all choir boys in locker room.
You can't have a bunch of choir boys. You got to have some dogs. We both played with some dudes. I played with some guys that
I wouldn't let in my house. I
wouldn't let around my family. They're pretty scary.
But
you
they're pretty different.
Didn't want to be
players.
In the same car with them at times. But you know what? I wanted those dudes on my team because I knew on Sundays that dude was going to be on my side and that dude was going to make the other team's life a living hell. So there's still some questions, and we've got a month before we get to this. But as of right now, just I know I took the long-winded way of answering your question. At six, I'm probably leaning 51-49. 51 as, yes, I would still take him because you just can't deny the product that you see on tape, right? The 49, that tells me, though,
so
is this in a year from now, you know, if this guy, we take this guy and he turns out to be a major bust and an immature, you know, jackass, we're going to be sitting here saying, well, the warning signs were on the wall, right? We all knew about the issues that he had. We took a chance on him, right? Those are always the concerns that you have.
And we've heard Dan Campbell talk about no turds, right? You don't want any turds in the locker room.
Yeah.
And it's so having said everything you mentioned about, hey, hard working guys, high character guys in that locker room, they've built it up over 2 years to have a bunch of those guys,